light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. In you is the source of life, and in your light we see light. O raise your eyes on high and see, there stands our Sovereign Lord. His glory is this day revealed, His word a two-edged sword. We glimpse the splendor and the power of Him who conquered death, the Christ in whom the universe knows God's creative breath. Of every creed and nation hope, in Him all strife is stilled. The promise made to Abraham in Him has been fulfilled. The prophets stand and with great joy give witness as they gaze. The Abba with a sign has sealed our trust, our hope, our praise. The glory that today our eyes have glimpsed of God's own Son will help us glorify with praise the three who are but one. Jesus took Peter, James, and John to a high mountain, and there He was transfigured before them. O Adonai, who shall be admitted to your tent, or rest on your holy mountain? Those who walk with integrity and do only what is right, speaking the truth with courage. They never spread slander or abuse their friends or condemn their neighbors. They disdain the godless, but honor those who are faithful. Before God they give their word and keep it at any cost. They do not take interest on loans, nor take bribes against the innocent. Indeed, the ones who love justice will stand forever unshaken. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Jesus took Peter, James, and John to a high mountain, and there He was transfigured before them.
A reading from the book of Exodus. Now, when Pharaoh let the people go, Adonai preceded them. In the daytime, by means of a column of cloud to show them the way, and at night by means of a column of fire to give them light. Thus they could travel both day and night. Neither the column of cloud by day nor the column of fire by night ever left its place in front of the people. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Those who know your name will trust you. You will never forsake those who seek you. Those who know your name will trust you. You will never forsake those who seek you. You alone, O God, are my rock, my stronghold. I stand firm. You will never forsake those who seek you. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of love. Those who know your name will trust you. You will never forsake those who seek you. His face shone like the sun, and his garments were dazzling as new snow. Though he was in the form of God, Jesus did not snatch at equality with God. Lord Jesus, he emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of human beings. Lord Jesus, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Lord Jesus, therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. Lord Jesus, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Lord Jesus, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Abba. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the breath of love. As always before, so now and evermore. Amen. His face shone like the sun, and his garments were dazzling as new snow.
With Peter, James, and John, lead us up the mountain of contemplative awareness, where we will gaze with compassion on the whole of reality which reveals God's glory. with Moses, Elijah, and all your prophets and saints. Welcome us into the sharing of God's wisdom, which continues as we open our hearts and minds to insights from other ages and spiritual traditions. With those who heard the voice from the cloud, open our minds and hearts to know and love you, and our ears to listen and learn from what you have said and done. With the apostles, raise us from our fears so that we can follow you back down the mountain, where you call and grace us to continue your mission and ministry. With you, may we hear the voice of our Abba say to each of us, "You are my beloved, in whom I take delight." So our lives will be transfigured, and we may share light with the world. You taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of life and light, through the mystery of the Transfiguration, you revealed that in his teaching and way of living and loving, Jesus reveals your glory and fulfills both the law and the prophets. May our celebration of this holy season rehearse us in learning from his teachings and living by his values, and so bring us closer to realizing the freedom, flourishing, and fullness of life that your love offers to us and all creation, both now and forever. Amen. May Adonai bless us and keep us. Amen. May the face of Adonai shine on us and be gracious to us. Amen. May Adonai look upon us with favor and give us peace. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Ave Regina Caelorum, Ave Domina Angelorum, Salve Radix, Salve Porta, Ex qua mundo lux est orta. Gaude Virgo gloriosa, super omnes speciosa, Vale o valde decora, et pro nobis Christum ex ora. Pray for us, O gracious Queen of the universe, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O gracious God, grant to your people lasting health of mind and body. Send us your assistance in times of temptation. May we who celebrate the memory of the Holy Mother of God rise from our sins by the help of her intercession. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.